This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's a WIP afternoon show, like Spike and Fritz. I approve of you using this song regularly. I think you should start it at the chorus, though.
I'm always a build-ups man.
It feels like it's coming in the middle of something, though.
All right.
That's just my musical opinion.
No, I know.
Maybe ask Tommy down the shore. Yeah. Ask Tommy down the shore where the right spot is.
Is he an Allison Chainsman?
The real one. Ask Mootloo. Because he's a real music
guy. Hold on. Tommy down the shore is real.
His friend, Mootloo.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
Please lock in there.
Sorry, I'm
there's some fluster from the first segment, but.
I am. Well, Corey, every once in a while, Corey needs to be, you know, called on the carpet. He comes in, does his own show for a minute. I needed to bring him back to our show. Can't just come in and fire on all the hosts and not get any back. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right.
And he's firing blanks. The whole Becton thing, until Becton signed somewhere else for X amount of dollars, how can you say the Eagles...
Yeah,
I'm right. Bringing him back,
right?
Like, until he signs somewhere.
Well, he's
else.
Just gonna say nothing matters anyway until the Eagles play,
and they got Michael Jordan under center.
Yeah, then maybe he should be a 5 o'clock caller.
He may be onto something with the Michael Jordan thing.
No,
They were seen together.
The most I'll go with is Derek Jeter.
For who?
Okay,
for Jalen.
Oh, come on.
All right,
Jeter.
I'll take Jeter.
Mostly overrated. Carried to a lot of titles.
Winner,
but a winner.
A winner. But also put Hall of...
And Draymond.
Put up Hall of Fame stats.
Draymond's my other comp.
But Derek Jeter put up Hall of Fame stats.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. 3,000
plus hits. I know.
Yeah. You can say he's overrated, but he's still...
A Hall of Famer.
He's still
player.
A Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's still Mr. Yankee.
If he doesn't win any World Series, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. But if he's a Royal, he's not Derek Jeter.
But I agree with that.
That's he fair. Is Derek
but
Jeter.
He is
he's
not.
Got 3,000 hits.
Listen, we can play the if and or but game all you want. I'm trying to be positive for a second. Now we'll see if he's
positive.
Cheats.
You're just knocking down Derek Jeter.
No, you're ripping Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter's
the
a
captain.
Fraud, man.
The captain. I mean,
you want the DRS stats on Derek Jeter?
We're A-Rod, man. We're anti-Jeter.
First off, Cano is better than Jeter. Bernie Williams is better than Jeter.
Cano is a cheater.
Okay.
Yeah. Cano is not better than Jeter. Cano had what? 4 good years?
He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
At least still the second baseman of the generation. Don't ever get it.
So complimenting Jeter, is that somehow slagging Utley in some way?
Nah. Well, Utley's kind of like the Jeter of Philadelphia, but actually great. I got this all worked out in my head. Don't you worry.
Sounds like
Bernie Williams was the best player in those teams. Everyone knows that.
Okay.
A-Rod's better than Jeter.
Okay.
Yeah.
That I do agree with.
All right. By the way, like the Twitter question.
Dude has got to get baseball in here somehow, man.
What's your worry level with the Eagles offseason? Very worried, not worried, or don't care they won the Super Bowl? Those are the three options that Jack has provided.
Well, I would say those bottom two are probably getting the most votes. I would say not worried.
Not
getting the most votes.
You want to give a percentage on that?
It's four choices?
Three choices.
Three choices, I'll go 44%.
50% say not worried.
Okay.
24% say very worried.
Oh.
And 26%, the Corey faction, don't care they won the Super Bowl. Or the Yoshi faction.
Yeah.
That I care. I care.
I care.
I think there's a difference between benefit of the doubt and right. I don't care they won the Super Bowl. Because you're going to care in September.
Yeah. You're going to care. You're just still in the whole glow of the Super Bowl right now. I'm not concerned yet or worried, but my antennas are raised.
And just to raise the concern a little bit, which is not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to give an accurate picture, is the cap thing, that tweet from Joe Banner has stuck in my brain.
Sure.
Has stuck in my brain.
Well,
that
he's a capologist.
He's a capologist, and he's saying the cap situation is more precarious than it's been in years. Then I think this is probably an offseason where we're not going to see Howie Magic from a cap standpoint.
Right.
I'm sure there will be the Lane Johnson restructure to give him a couple million here or
just
something like that.
Breathing room. Yeah,
breathing room. But speaking of Twitter, by the way, before we get back to the phones, Darius Slay retweeted the following tweet, Ike. CJGJ did all of that and confirmed that Slay was right. No way the Eagles would have traded away their, quote, secondary leader. And that is what Darius Slay retweeted.
And then unretweeted.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Well, he didn't realize that everybody saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who could forget?
Yes.
Well, obviously he did that without thinking. Yes.
Yeah. This guy.
He's the best. Bring
I
him
love
back.
Him. All right.
Well, what it shows you that is there's something there between those two.
Sure, yes.
Yeah, nothing else.
As much as we you know, AJ was saying that we're making it up.
Yeah, there's clearly something there.
There's something between those two. 215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnaminson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's up, Ken?
What up, Ken?
Another notable anniversary that has been mentioned today. On this day in 1947, the Philadelphia Phillies played their first spring training game in Clearwater, Florida.
Wow. That's a good one. Why didn't Jack have that?
Jackie Baseball didn't know that.
I'm a fraud.
Who'd they play, Ken? Did they win?
The Detroit Tigers, and they lost 13-1.
Okay.
Boom.
Sounds about right. Yep.
And then 10 years later, they became the last team in the National League to have a member of the delegation on the team. So,
oh, there you go.
Right
on this date?
Okay. So, I don't know the exact date of that.
No, okay. Yeah.
I'm just not worried. Look, I know Spike, you're talking about the Super Bowl haze, and you know before this period, before legal tampering, before all this started, the Super Bowl haze, by definition, according to you and the other people that think we're all still on our Super Bowl haze, was running it back, and now the Eagles aren't running it back, and because we're okay with the fact that they're not running it back. We're in the Super Bowl haze. You're either in the Super Bowl haze if you want to run it back, or you're in the Super Bowl haze if you don't want to.
Well,
run
no.
Back.
What the Super Bowl haze does is it doesn't prevent you from seeing. It prevents you from thinking. And what it does is it makes you say that whatever happens is the right thing. So here's where I would say that. Where I see like the Super Bowl haze, right? The Super Bowl haze is we got to bring everybody back. Milton Williams is an upcoming star. You know, Mekhi Becton is we found our tackle of the future. Blah blah blah. And then as soon as CJGJ was the leader of the secondary, brought toughness. And then as soon as those guys are gone, it was Josh Sweat actually wasn't that good. We'll see if Milton Williams can do it if he's playing more snaps. Mekhi Becton, anyone who can play in Stoutland's. That's what I mean about the Super Bowl haze. Is that not that you are locked in on one thing. It is more that whatever thing that happens must be the right thing because it's the thing that they did.
So let me hit these real quick in no particular order. First of all, the toughness on the defense. You got Jalen Carter out there slapping people in the face on a regular basis. I think we're okay from that perspective.
Okay.
It's important to remember that the core of the Super Bowl winning team is under contract. The core of the team that won the Super Bowl is under contract, okay? Today, even after the C.J. Gardner-Johnson trade, which I'm not C.J. G.J.'s biggest fan for a lot of reasons, one of which is nobody ever taught him how to wrap his arms around somebody when he tackled him. But
he's a good tackler, though. I mean, but he lays the wood.
Well, he hits. He doesn't tackle, he hits. So that's different. But Ike will explain that to you, Jack.
Yes.
You know, the core of the Super Bowl winning team is still under contract. The guys that have left, even with the guys that have departed, including the trade today, you look at any roster in the NFL right now, especially the NFC, since you have to win the NFC to get back to the Super Bowl, the Eagles still have the best roster in the NFC. And this is, as Howie told us at the very beginning of this process, when he warned us all, be patient, because he saw what was on the blackboard there.
He definitely knew. Yeah, he definitely knew this was possible.
This is the beginning of the offseason. This is the beginning of reconstituting a Super Bowl team into another team that's capable of winning a Super Bowl. And the guys that have left, they're all good players, but, I mean, let's be real. Josh Sweat, because Josh Sweat had one sack in the last six games of the year.
There we go.
Had no sacks in the postseason until the Super Bowl, and then was nearly the MVP of the Super Bowl because he had 2.5 sacks against a guard playing tackle who has since been cut.
You're doing what I said.
No, I'm not minimizing that what he did. He had 2.5 sacks, and it helped him win the game. But go back and watch Joe Tooney get pushed around that game by everybody he was blocking. Jalen Hurts slapped him around like he was a plastic doll. I mean, this is part of – so none of these guys are even in the top 15 of the Eagles roster in terms of the 15 best players on the team. None of those guys were even in the top 15. Not even Milton Williams, who in the last 3 days has somehow become the second coming of Aaron Donald. You know, a guy played 42% of the snaps. Go look at his run grade, okay? Everybody knows
that
it
is.
Password.
Yep.
But go look at his run grade. He's like 133rd, I think, amongst defensive tackles in the NFL, amongst interior linemen in the NFL. Mm. That is not irreplaceable. Mm-hmm. He's a good player, but he's a good player who was made better by playing next to a guy who makes everybody who plays next to him better, because you have to account for Jalen Carter with half of your offensive line and part of your backfield sometimes. So the point is that, yeah, I mean, it would be great if there was no salary cap and you could pay everybody as much money as you want to pay him to have everybody on your team. But you have to make decisions that are best for now and for the future. And the future is next year when Jalen Carter is eligible for an extension and Nolan Smith is eligible for an extension. And, you know, I have no problem with asking these young guys to step in and play. I want to see what Sidney Brown can do. And I have been waiting for Sidney Brown to get C.J. Gardner-Johnson off the field since C.J. Gardner-Johnson got back here. Unfortunately, Sidney Brown was hurt. So, you know, it's not like the sky is not falling. The Eagles still have the best roster in the NFC.
Well, let me ask you this, Ken, because it really boils down to this. It's the defense. Like, the offense is pretty much intact. Even if they were to lose Mekhi Becton, and let's say somehow Dallas Goedert is in here, there are still enough players offensively there and at key positions that they shouldn't lose a whole lot there offensively. Now, defensively is where all the questions are going to come from. So I know how you feel about Sidney. We're in the same boat there. I'm with you on Sidney. Can't wait to see him sort of get his first real shot at becoming a starter. But the cornerback position, who's playing opposite of Quinyon Mitchell, you know, Kelee Ringo, a lot of people want to see him. You know, they got to bring somebody in there to compete with him. And then on the D-line, we do need to add depth there on the D-line, right? You would agree with that. Like, we do need to add some depth there on the D-line.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're going to add depth on the D-line through the draft, this is the draft.
Well, they're going to do it. Yeah, they're going to do it through the draft.
And what I'm going to say is, which, you know, it's going to sound revolutionary and almost, you know, beyond comprehension. I'm going to trust that they all know more about what they have in the building than I know what they have in the building. And that if Vic Fangio is saying, I can get out of Mauro Jomo what we got out of Milton Williams, then I'm going to take Vic Fangio's word for it. And if he's saying I can get starting level outside corner play out of Kelee Ringo, I'm going to take Vic Fangio's word for it. And I'm just going to trust that they know what they have in the building and they know how to prioritize what it is they're prioritizing, which so far has clearly been, well, Zach Bond has to be here,
yeah,
no matter
what. I actually think that's the one Vic Fangio card that's been played.
Yes.
The other ones are Howie Roseman cards.
Yeah, the only thing I'd say...
These are price-cutting cards.
I don't think anything that you're saying is crazy, Ken, but what I would say is just because they make the... We can all say, yes, they know more than we do. But that is true with every football team, every basketball team, every baseball team. They all know more than we do, and they all make mistakes. The brain trust that knows more than we do gave more guaranteed money to Bryce Huff than they gave to any free agent last year. You know what I mean? Like, the brain trust, by the way, that signed Zach Bond, God bless them, had no idea that Zach Bond was this good. So for sure, they know more than we do, but it also doesn't make their decisions infallible. And that is that would be my only point to what you're saying, is that I don't just concede that what they do, sure, they have more knowledge about it than I do, absolutely, but it also doesn't make what they do right.
Well, I'm not saying they're infallible, but, you know, at this point in time, I'd much rather be an Eagles fan than be a Jets fan or a Browns fan.
So, well, sure.
You know, they might not know more about what they're doing than we do. So, you know, it's I think perspective is important. They are still the best roster in the NFC as constituted right now. And you know, the core of a Super Bowl winning team is still under contract and under 30 years old for the most part. So that's, I think, you know, let's pump the brakes a little bit before we hit the panic button.
Ken, why don't you give us a reality show?
Well, I don't watch a lot of reality television.
Okay.
Honestly, those two words don't go together in a sentence. But the one that I did watch that was pretty good was 60 Days In.
Never heard of it.
60 Days In.
60 Days In.
Locked Up? Is that like a Locked Up?
What was this, like another 60s show, 70s
show?
No, 60 Days In is like
60 Days In Jail.
Normal people sign up to go to get locked up for 60 days in a county jail.
Oh, wow.
And they're actual, like, they're treated as prisoners. And,
yeah.
And they document it.
Well, that's
pretty good.
Was it on? What? That sounds like a true TV show or A&E.
Yeah, what
or
network
something
is
like
that on?
Yeah, I think it was on A&E.
Okay.
The one guy that did it was a former Marine, and he got so into what he was doing that by the time his 60 days were up, he was running the pod. I mean,
that sounds like a cool show.
Well, concept is cool.
Yeah.
I do remember watching some of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys that sign up to go to jail for 60 days, and you're basically in there as undercover.
Oh, so the other people
the
in
inmates
jail.
Don't know that you're. They just think you're a regular inmate. So there have been times where guys have got caught up in the
life.
You know, yeah. No, your snacks on my bed. Put your snacks on my bed. Yeah, you don't know what that means, Jackson.
No, I'm just
or if you come or if you come in your pod and. Somebody has put snacks on your bed.
That actually, there's so much funny about that sentence.
Yeah.
That, yeah, I'm just going to leave that be.
Well, because there's a jail lingo there.
Yeah. I can tell you two people who would not do well in 60 Days In, and you're looking at them right now. Me and Fritzy Boy over there.
Are they real snacks or is that a term?
No, it's real snacks.
Oh, okay.
Well, listen, commissary is a big thing in jail. So
yeah.
Never mind.
I get along well.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Well, yeah. You would immediately.
Believe me, you would get along real fast. Yes. Yeah, because you're not going to put up any resistance.
They always say there's two ways to go. To establish yourself in prison, Jack would go the second way.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You're going along with anything somebody says.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Believe me, that sounds okay on this side.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
That's not okay on the other side.
One thing that Ken said there that is important to remember. Yes. He's like, yeah, you know, I'd rather be in the Eagles' position than the Browns' position. We may be smarter than the Browns, who traded for Deshaun Watson. And there was another team who was interested in Deshaun Watson, who we might be a little closer to. Yeah. We might have dodged a bullet, or all of a sudden then we're the dumb team.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Sometimes it's the moves you don't make.
It is, definitely.
215-592-9494. How concerned are you now that the Eagles have traded C.J. Gardner-Johnson and lost so much of their starting defense? I mean, if you consider Milton Williams a starter, that's 4 of 11 on the.
Well, I mean, he was good enough to be the number one, $100 and some million.
Yeah,
but he was not a starter.
Sure. Not officially a starter. No. Chad in Downingtown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chad?
What's up, guys? Yeah, I'm not too concerned, so let's get Jack going early with the Ike juice.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike juice.
All right, so, Mike, what I'm going to go with here is I think it took you till week 13 to buy in last year, or this past year.
Are you talking to me?
And I'm talking to Spike. I just wanted to get Jack going with, you know, I just wanted to get you going.
Okay.
The
All right.
Yeah, so Spike, I think it took you to like week 13 to get, you know, really into the team this past year. And
you mean believing in them?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
You mean believing in them?
That, correct. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was probably it was either the Rams game or the Baltimore game. So, yeah. 11 games, something like that. Yeah.
So that was the best Philadelphia Eagles team any of us have ever seen in our entire lives.
Yep.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
so it took
they won a title.
13 weeks.
Yeah.
13 weeks to get excited about that team.
Well,
and you're going right back to the same stuff. It's
different.
Saquon, you're saying like we can't depend on Saquon again. You did that all of last offseason, and that's exactly what we did for the regular season, was just depend on Saquon Barkley. It worked out pretty well.
It did.
And let's not act like our defense does not still have Jalen Carter, Zach Bond, and 3/5 of the secondary that led us to be the best number one defense in the league last year.
It does. So, I'm not saying it doesn't.
But you're like getting very worked up and concerned over players being moved, which happens with every single team that ever wins a Super Bowl.
Okay,
we knew it was coming, and our GM told us to prepare for it.
But that doesn't make it good. Do you know what I'm saying? It doesn't make it good. So if Kelee Ringo was good enough to start, why wasn't Kelee Ringo even the backup to Darius Slay last year?
Kelee Ringo is going to be our starter week one.
Oh, so who, they don't have cap space. They don't have any cap space.
Okay, but we have a draft. We just drafted Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, and they were two of our best corners.
And that'll happen again. We also drafted Devontae Smith, but we also drafted Nelson Aguilar, and we also drafted
Aguilar won a Super Bowl.
Who's the other? Okay.
Rager.
Jalen Rager. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Like, you know, for every one that you pick out that is a winner, I can pick out a one that's a loser. I mean, them winning in the draft in the secondary is an anomaly sort of recently, then it's not like the rule. So you're right. Things can work out. And you're right. I was wrong about them being able to lean on the running game the way that they did last year. But it doesn't mean I'm always going to be wrong.
No, I agree with you there.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, Milton Williams is one of our biggest concerns. Moro Ojomo had a better pass win rate than he did.
Okay.
There it is.
Can I ask you something? Because we all just latch on to the same stuff. If he had a better pass win rate than Milton Williams, why doesn't he have one sack in his entire career if he was winning so many battles on the line?
That I can't answer. That's a great point from you, Spike.
All right, thank you.
Spike, at least gave you that.
Yeah, thank you, Chad. Chad, why don't you give us your favorite reality show?
I'm not...
not too much into reality, so I'll go with the girlfriend's favorite. It's Housewives, Real Housewives.
No, there you go.
They are, Chad. Chad!
Oh, you don't sit there and watch it. I lost Chad. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
Yeah,
it's all good. He watches it.
Yeah, that's a little bit like...
He's like the girlfriend. I don't watch it, but the girlfriend watches it.
Yeah. It's a little
you're
bit,
watching it with her.
A little bit like being on the car in the car when, you know, I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys comes on, and you're like, the wife likes it.
That was a great song.
Now, yeah. The funny thing is, in my house, it's the complete opposite. Renee doesn't watch any reality TV.
And you love it.
I'm the reality TV
Are
person.
You a Housewives guy?
Yes.
Okay. I've never seen
Potomac
it.
And Atlanta.
Potomac?
Yeah, Maryland.
How many are there?
It's barely even a city.
Oh, yeah.
So there's Jersey?
Well, it's rich. That's a rich little area down there. There's a lot of money in Potomac.
So there must be L.A., right? Do they have L.A.?
Beverly Hills, yeah.
Beverly Hills, Jersey, Potomac.
New York.
New York, Atlanta. Yeah. Five?
Yeah.
Real Housewives?
They used to have...
Do they all go at the same time? Or
no, they're in different...
Oh, okay.
Like two of them may be going at the same time, but yeah, they're in different seasons. I don't watch all of them, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elliot watches all of them.
I don't watch all of them.
Yeah, Elliot
Jersey
does.
Was the Real Housewives of New Jersey was awesome.
See, I didn't.
That was awesome.
I purposely didn't watch that because Tiki's wife was on it.
Yeah.
And I felt like I shouldn't watch it. I felt like on some level it would be me like snooping in on his email or something.
I watched Jersey over New York. Mob Wives is pretty good too.
Oh, that's another one.
It used to be one, Mob Wives, yeah. And I'm sorry. I just gave away one.
Oh, Mob Wife.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. There's a lot of them. And as Ken pointed out, there's ones I haven't even heard of
before. Oh, yeah, it's a lot of them.
60 days in, I haven't even heard of.
That really is a good one. That might be one you might, like, you could catch some of those on YouTube. Like, they got the old shows on YouTube.
All right, coming up next, it is Tuesday. 3 o'clock is coming. And what better time to have Elliot than on a day like
Hopefully
this?
Hopefully he can provide some clarity to what's going on.
Yeah, our cap guy.
Yeah, this cap guy Elliot.
Got cut from his high school soccer team for his grades being too low.
Yeah, he's the cap expert. He's just going to press the Howie button when he's general manager. 215-592-9494. Eagles lose C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They lose Josh Sweat. They lose Milton Williams. They probably lose Darius Slay. They lose Isaiah Rodgers. They might lose Mekhi Becton. You're starting to get a little concerned. We just want to find out if you're starting to get a little concerned. Elliot's next, and you. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.